I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is coming up next. This week, Ellie Burlow talks with a Middle East war veteran and retired Navy SEAL about raising animals on Martha's Vineyard.
Tom Rancic is a war veteran and a self-described sharecropper. He's done combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He worked in special forces, on bomb squads, and retired as a decorated Navy SEAL, awarded the Bronze Star. Around 2005, he moved to Martha's Vineyard and, like many vets, found conforming to civilian life a huge challenge. Every day, he says, he still thinks about being a Navy SEAL. We met at Runamuck Farm in West Tisbury.
In veteran groups, this is cliche. There is no greater experience than being at war. Everything you do or say, accomplish, don't accomplish, it matters. It's life or death. Every second.
Farming is something that he came later to in life, around 2010, and it brought a huge change for him.
This whole thing started for me when my best friend and girlfriend, Liz Packer, introduced me to farming through a couple of pigs. And I never thought that I'd be interested in any of it.
An estimated 1 in 5 all returning vets suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Farming turns out to be rehabilitative and a refuge for many.
PTSD is something different for everybody that is going through it. My biggest one, I'll never be over it, but I'm largely able to see the triggers, is sitting there going, why get up today? Nothing exciting is going to happen.
But the deal is, when you farm and raise livestock, animals depend on you for food and water, shelter, and safety from predators. So you have to get up in the morning.
You know, and this sounds stupider and stupider every time I say it, but that's what I like about raising animals, is they're always happy to see me. And I know that it's because I'm bringing them hay.
These days, Tom raises cows, sheep, and pigs with Liz, his girlfriend, and Brian and Kate Athern of Runamuck Farm in West Tisbury.
We know exactly how all of our animals were treated. We know exactly the situation they were raised in and how they were killed. And we kill them, we harvest them, as humanely as we can figure out how to do. They're not corralled. They're not pushed into a pen. They're not dragged anywhere. They're just in their normal day environment, and then the lights go out. You know, one of our traditions is that we always thank the animals for what they did for us and what they're going to do for us. From a guy who spent a life doing what I did, that's really holistic for me, because I killed a bunch of people I didn't know.
Tom praises and credits community services on Martha's Vineyard for counseling him. To me, it's amazing how open he is and how easily he speaks about his war experiences.
There is a veteran out there today who's going to take his... There is a veteran out there today who's going to take his or her life. My belief is that if I don't talk, then what did we really do it all for?
The walk-in cooler is calm, and Tom and Brian Athern are getting ready to butcher a couple of their cows for their families and their friends.
The ability to be a part of a community, and you're included in it, that wants to ask me a question. You know, I was the leading counterterrorism person in the United States Navy for 3 years. Now I have to listen to Brian bitch about the way I'm skinning a cow.
That's true.
Because I don't do it as good as he does. My cow, his cow.
Hey, is that on the record?
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can see some pictures of Tom with Brian Athern at Runamuck Farm and their walk-in cooler at capeandislands.org. You'll also find some links there to the Farmer Veteran Coalition and other support services for veterans. This local food report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, at Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.